USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A $2.5 billion weapons package is on its way to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said it's one of the largest shipments yet and will help meet Ukraine's needs on the battlefield as Russia continues its nearly year-long invasion. The security package includes air defense systems, artillery, and combat vehicles, but not the tanks that Ukraine requested. Ukraine is disappointed in Germany's decision to hold off sending Leopard 2 tanks. The deputy foreign minister hailed the UK's decision to send Challenger 2 tanks, but called Germany's lack of action a disappointment. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of senators is visiting the war-ravaged country. Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is in Kyiv, along with Democrats Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. After meeting with Ukrainian officials, including President Zelensky, the three presented a unified front, praising the fighting spirit of the Ukrainian army. Speaking with the U.S. Conference of Mayors at the White House yesterday, President Biden touted the economic successes of the last 2 years.
Our economy was reeling, but we acted together. Now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plan's working. We're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down.
The president crowed about jobs numbers and tempered inflation, promised an assault weapons ban and renewed action for abortion access, and asked the bipartisan group assembled in the East Room of the White House to be his partners.
Mayors know the measure of success isn't how many partisan points you score, it's how many problems you fix.
In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
New details have come to light in the murder of four University of Idaho students.
Legal experts say a newly unsealed search warrant may point to a motive. It also revealed that several items had been seized from Brian Koberger's home following his arrest last month, including hair strands.
Dave Collins reports the former Washington State University grad student is back in court in June. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Health experts say the latest COVID variant is spreading across California. Dr. Rohan Radhakrishna says by late February, the XBB.1.5 variant is likely to become the dominant strain.
Right now, it's about 22% of the cases that we're detecting.
However, California is reporting a steady decline in hospitalizations. The variant is the result of multiple Omicron variants combining to form a new one. The TSA is investigating a possible cybersecurity issue after a hacker claimed to have accessed an older version of the agency's no-fly list. Ohio-based regional airline CommuteAir says it took the server offline once it was alerted. The hacker in a blog post said she discovered the list on an unsecured server. Realtors across the country foresee an increasingly buyer-friendly housing market.
The news site Axios surveyed more than 75 real estate experts across the USA and found that it's becoming a buyer's market. It says buyers are becoming pickier, not willing to overbid for a less-than-perfect house. It may also mean buyers can demand a bit more, like sellers paying most of the closing costs, property repairs, and price cuts. For sellers, it may mean more work to close deals and the end of bidding wars and multiple offers. I'm Rich Johnson.
Ending on a happy note, former astronaut Buzz Aldrin is over the moon. The oldest living moonwalker celebrating his 93rd birthday, Friday announced he has finally decided to marry his longtime love. The pair tied the knot in a small private ceremony in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.